Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. Today I want to talk about a topic that seems to crop up all the time regarding antioxidants and chemotherapy. And I'll just start by saying I have a great deal of empathy for cancer patients because they're most likely to receive the most inaccurate advice about treatment and diet and health-related issues. And many cancer patients just can't afford to make a single wrong decision in determining how they're going to handle their health conditions. So this all gets compounded by well-meaning family and friends who often insist that, quite vociferously sometimes, that, you know, you're a cancer patient, you need to do what your oncologist says and that sort of thing. And of course, the assumption going in is that oncologists know best. And sometimes they do, but not always. So this ongoing topic of misinformation about antioxidants and cancer treatment, I get emails about it a lot. Patients are told not to take antioxidant pills if they're getting chemotherapy, and some are even instructed to avoid high antioxidant foods, and the rationale is that antioxidants interfere with chemotherapy and other treatments. Now, my friend and colleague, Dr. Ralph Moss, actually wrote a book about this, and it's called Antioxidants and Chemotherapy, where he cites all the evidence that refutes this idea, and I've published, you know, there's some articles in the HealthBrace online library that address this issue, too. Research just shows that this isn't true, and a recent study at Harvard confirms this. Antioxidant supplements don't increase the risk of cancer recurrence or death. And by the way, as I talk about this study, some of you may be a little confused. I'm not a fan of antioxidant supplements and that sort of thing. I am a fan of science, however, and the thing that irks me here is the ridiculous refusal to actually look at what the science says. So in this recent study, 12,019 patients in the United States and China were enrolled between 1 and 5 years after their diagnosis. The use of vitamins A, B, C, D, and E, and multivitamins, were evaluated with recurrences and total mortality and then interactions with treatment and hormonal status, et cetera. Vitamin E was associated with a 12% decreased risk of recurrence, vitamin C with a 19% reduction in death, multivitamins with a 16% decreased risk of death. Interestingly enough, vitamin D that resulted from exposure to sunlight, not supplements, was associated with a 36% decreased risk of breast cancer recurrence for women who had estrogen-positive breast cancers. There were no interactions between the supplements and chemotherapy or radiation reported. And so again, the reason I'm reviewing this study is that not because I want to promote the use of isolated nutrient supplements. Those of you who've listened to me a long time know better. I think the better way to consume these nutrients is in the foods in which they occur, although certain types of supplementation can be important and valuable during cancer treatment. But I am a fan of science, as I said before, and I'm just sick of incompetent docs who don't read health information in all arrogance, screaming at the tops of their lungs at patients sometimes to follow their directions when they're clearly contraindicated by the evidence, which is why I'm reporting on this issue. So my advice to cancer patients is whatever treatment you have decided upon, first of all, make sure that treatment is supported by some evidence of efficacy, but you must endeavor to really build a strong, healthy body to fight this cancer and to withstand the side effects of the treatments, which are significant. And it has been proven that antioxidant-rich foods and supplements can help to reduce the side effects of the treatment. So anyway, that's all for now. Once again, we spent a lot of time on these messages refuting the ongoing mythology that pervades medicine. And this is just one more chapter. Have a great day, and I'll speak with you again tomorrow.